Good morning again, Brother Ephraim. Glad to share with you on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We left off yesterday in Luke chapter 2, speaking about various things there, Jesus' birth and the announcement thereof by the angel. We're going to pick up at it again in the angel said that this great news was for all people. And it could only be for all people if all people have a common enemy. And if all people need deliverance. It's not speaking of delivering one kingdom from another. Although we could say it's delivering us all, every people, all people, from the kingdom of darkness, yes. It's delivering us all from death. And what leads to death? Our carnal flesh. Our sinful nature. The devil and the world are in the sin business. Jesus Christ came full of grace and truth, John 1 tells us. All sin is a departure from grace and truth. What is truth? Truth is that which has substance to it. That which is backed up by something which is. And sin is departing from the truth. The devil would have us to think that somehow sin could be worth it. I want to tell you, my friends, sin is never worth it. We could go on with that a while, talking about taking up our cross, talking about investing for the future, laying up treasure in heaven. We don't lay up treasure with money only, but it's talking about putting our riches off to a future time. And we do that through not going our own way, through suffering now, allowing our pleasures to be later. So much for that. Let's consider the fear that the shepherds had. It says, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Well, we are exhorted and commanded in the scriptures over and over and over again to not fear. Then on the other hand, we're commanded over and over and over again to fear. Fear not, fear not, fear not. But then we are to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord, how we need it. Sometimes we hear comments made like, when I get to see God, I'm going to ask him something. I have this certain question I want to ask him. And sometimes people say that in kind of a challenging way, like they're going to challenge God with something. And that's very unrighteous. We're not going to be doing that. When we see God, we're probably going to fall on our face and worship him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's consider the fear of God. Some would say it's just a reverential awe. And yes, that does play in, certainly. But I believe it is a fear. The fear of God. The righteous fear. The holy fear. It keeps us from sin. Keeps us from offending the holy God. there's a great difference between earthly fear and godly fear. Earthly fear paralyzes. Godly fear motivates. Earthly fear sickens. Godly fear brings health. The fear of man brings a snare. The fear of God brings wisdom. Proverbs 22:4. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, but fleshly fear will succumb to it. I'm sorry, here's Proverbs 22:4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Can't say that about earthly fear. Not at all. The good tidings of great joy. The Greek word that the angel used there of I bring you good tidings is euangelizo. And this Greek word is quite often in the New Testament just translated to preach. Just simply the word preach. Instead of bring you good tidings. I get from this that the word preach in the Bible is always a very positive word. It's a good thing. Not that preaching isn't also negative. Yes, it preaches against sin. It must do that. Preaches against the devil and against ungodliness and against deception. But it's a marvelous opportunity to preach the Word of God. Preach the gospel. In my past, I've often seen preachers that dreaded preaching. They didn't want to preach. They preached with a long face. And they'd get up and maybe talk about 5 minutes about how poor they were and how they wish they wouldn't have to do this. You know, maybe they didn't say it in that words, but that's the attitude there was. How they feel like they should be taking the back seat and somebody else should be preaching and all that. I don't see that kind of preaching in the New Testament. Peter said, we cannot but speak of the things that we have seen and heard. May that be our testimony. May that be the way we are, that we can't help but to speak of the things that we have seen and heard. The first ordination I was at, and this was in a rather dark setting, but the ordination, the name was given of who the lot fell upon. And instantly, there was weeping and crying and moaning and wiping tears and very, very noisy weeping. Why? Where was the joy in this setting? The joy of being able to preach the word. When I got converted and I started listening to preaching from born-again preachers and heard how they were delighted to preach the word of God, how their heart was in it, how they enjoyed preaching, it was very captivating to me, and it was a great blessing. And it has been a great blessing to listen to that type of preaching. That's the way we should be. To preach excitedly, as unto the Lord, and not to men. Doing it for the Lord. I think I'll stop there. Hope to come back to this same text again tomorrow. May God bless you. If you want to leave a message, you may do so at 099. God bless you. Bye.